I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, this weekend's the annual Groundhog Day, and the festivities are expected to be big at the West Virginia Wildlife Center at Fringe Creek. We'll talk more about it coming up after this. Most years, the West Virginia Wildlife Center celebrates Groundhog Day with a small crowd and the emergence of French Creek Freddy. But this year, it's a weekend event.
We've been waiting for quite a few years now to have Groundhog Day fall on a Saturday. I think we're going to be in for a pretty good crowd, and we're going to be real excited to see everybody that day.
That's Wildlife Center Manager Tyler Evans talking about the big doings going on this Saturday. Every year, there's a celebration, and it has grown even beyond the boundaries of the Wildlife Center.
Actually, we've gotten to a point now where Groundhog Day at the Wildlife Center has turned into a full-on Groundhog Festival throughout the Rock Cave, Southern Upshur community, with a lot of pancake feeds and quilt shows, craft shows, you name it. There's a lot of things going on now in the area, and it's got a lot to do with French Creek Freddy, because he's definitely a big part of Groundhog Day in the Mountain State.
And gates open at 9 o'clock, and Freddy emerges about 10 to let us know what the next 6 weeks of weather look like. How accurate has he been?
He's about as accurate as any other groundhog. You'll hear things about whether he's more or less accurate than Punxsutawney Phil, and it's hard to say for sure, but unfortunately, it seems like the last few years, he's been a little bit more on the brutally honest side of things, where he's been coming out, seeing his shadow at the last second, popping back in, and as a result, we've been in for some longer winters, but we're looking forward to see what he is going to prognosticate for us this year.
And those on hand Saturday will learn a little about the biology of the groundhog and the origins of this event.
It goes back to a lot of old lore as far as how that all goes overseas in Germany and elsewhere, where they had badgers and or not just groundhogs, because they also had hedgehogs and other things that would prognosticate the weather. But once they got over to the New World over here in PA, they were looking at what could kind of take the place of what they had over there, and it turned out a groundhog was a pretty good substitute, and as a result, things really took off in Morgantown, PA, and then Punxsutawney, and as a result, things just started to kind of ripple outward from there. And
again, the gates will open on Saturday morning at French Creek at the Wildlife Center at 9 a.m., and Freddy appears at 10 to let us know if we've got an early spring or six more weeks of winter. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.